So the teacher was trying to prove that we are always of the nature of
consciousness.
Prove? Explain.
Not prove.
Explain. Make what is implicit in your experience explicit. Okay. What is implicit in it? Explicit. Okay. Because you don't have to prove your consciousness. You are. You have to understand that. Okay. Then the ninja student, okay? The anger. Student coming up with another question. Nanom. You're not done this, no? 92 you're not done, right? Nanom. Yavicharaha. Darshito maya. Sushupte. Na pashyamiti. Vyavichara darshana. Vyavichara meaning exception, contradiction. Okay, contradiction. This thing does not apply here. Okay. This does not apply here. Vyavichara, that's called vyavichara. Why? Sushuptehe na pashyamiti. In deep sleep, I don't see anything. See here is used in the sense of no, direct knowledge. To see means direct knowledge. Because there are certain things which direct knowledge, certain things direct knowledge. Perception. There is a Ganga flowing. Direct knowledge, perception. There is a vehicle outside, indirect knowledge. Why? I only heard the sound and I inferred. Okay? So direct, indirect. So any direct knowledge, you use the word I see. You see that? Yeah, I see. Or I don't see, whatever, I don't get it. Okay. I see. Did you get it? All these expressions in English also is there. So in Sanskrit also. Na pashyami, I don't see any. Okay. Yeah. And then now the teacher is replying. Okay. Na. Vyahata tattva katam vyahata pashyahatava nash pashyami iti vyahatam vachanam na vyahata tattva. No, because you are contradicting yourself. What is the contradiction? Pashyahatvam na pashyami iti vyahatam vachanam. You say I don't see when actually you are seeing. You say you don't see when actually you are seeing. How? Nahi kadacha bhagavan sushupte maya chaitanyam anyadva kinchit drishtam. The student's answer. Nahi kadachit anything bhagavan sushupte in deep sleep. Maya chaitanya manyadva kinchit drishtam. In deep sleep, I don't know myself or anything else. That's called sleep. No? I don't know myself or anything else. Student is saying. Then he says, Pashyantarhi sushupte tvam. Then in deep sleep, you are seeing very clearly. Yeah? Okay, well. Yasma drishtam eva vritishedasi na drishtim tava drishtihi na chaitanyam iti maya uktam. So what are you negating? Saying I don't see anything. You are negating only an object of awareness. In sleep you are saying I don't see anything. Correct? Na drishtim. This is na drishti meaning you are not negating your awareness, you are only negating an object of awareness. Okay, an object of awareness. Okay. The fact that you know you are asleep is what I am saying is awareness. Maya uktam, he says, you know. Chaitanyam iti maya uktam. This part is very important to understand. the fact that you don't see anything in sleep and that is known to you establishes the fact that you are nothing but awareness. That I did not know anything in deep sleep is directly known to you. It is not something that you are inferred. It's not that when you get up in the morning and you feel fresh, I slept well. You don't feel fresh, I did not get sleep. I said. If you spend a lot of time in the night getting fresh and then you get limited sleep, you won't get up in the morning feeling fresh. You understand the pun? Understand it, okay? Yeah? Somewhat, not exactly, somewhat. Correct. Yeah. But that is after waking up. But while you are asleep, that I slept is directly known to you. It is not inferred by your state of freshness when you get up, or lack of freshness when you get up, grogginess when you get up. It's not dependent on that. That you slept is known to you. Everything else is secondary. That is why your mind goes to sleep and you are objectifying it. You need your mind to know other things. That is why you will never be able to get the exact time that you went to sleep. To catch that point of going to sleep, you will never get it. Because for that you need your mind. If you want to try it, your sleep will become very alertful. This is another way. Remember I said sleeping on the tree, on the rope and all to become very alert? In your sleep also? You want an easier way? I'll give you an easier way. Try to catch the point of falling asleep every night. In Tai Chi Ki Yoga, one of the exercises given. You know? Try to catch that point. If you try that for a couple of weeks, next 6 months your sleep is bound to be disturbed. Don't blame me. You said this is an easier way. It's an easier way than falling off the branch of the tree and breaking your bones. It's an easier way compared to that, no? Try to catch that point, develop that alertness level. You'll never catch it. You'll never catch it. The mind will be trained to be awake even when you're to be alert even when you're asleep. Alert means what? Like the dog sleeping. One ear is cocked for sound. It is asleep. It is not hearing any sound. But if any sound is there, it will wake up. Similarly, you will be asleep. And you know you slept well also. But if there is something, you will wake up. Be careful if you are living near a busy road or something. You know, traffic on the night. You'll have a tough time, okay? So be careful when you do these practices. Any practice, you'll be careful. Okay? Take your circumstances into account before you do. Many of you know my sense of hearing is compromised. But these type of sounds I will pick up. So that is it. The point is, in deep sleep, you know you are asleep. Yeah?
When you say, in deep sleep, I did not know. Doesn't that establish, I did not know. I know or I did not know. That's also establishing that as a
fact. No, it's a question is, when you say, I did not know anything, I did not know anything is from this standpoint.
Mind.
Not only that. The awareness comes into the picture because you know I did not know. Remember example I said, I know This is my definition. I know that I know. You're taking a step back into the awareness that you are. Because in my mind there is knowledge of the book. I'm aware of that. Similarly, mind did not know anything. I'm aware of that. That's why he's saying, Pashyami iti. Drishtam eva pratishedasi na drishti. You are negating only the objects of awareness, not the fact you are awareness. The very fact you can say I did not know anything shows your awareness. Yatava drishtihi. Okay, this we saw. Tat chaitanyam iti mayoktam. That what you call as seeing, that you see that you don't know anything, is chaitanyam. That's what I said before. Yadi tvam vidyamanayam na kinche drishtamiti pratishedasi na drishti va chaitanyam. Is yaya, that by which tvam vidyamanaya na kinchit iti, that there is nothing existing in deep sleep. The awareness with which you say that, you say, okay, drishtam iti pratishedasi. Drishtam iti pratishedasi. The drishtam, the object of awareness being negated, sa drishti tava chaitanyam. That perception, that awareness is your chaitanyam itself. The awareness with which you don't know that I don't know anything. The awareness with which I know I don't know anything in deep sleep. Because that is known to you. Or is it not known? Anyone saying I don't know anything in deep sleep? No, no. Nobody says, I don't know that I don't know anything in deep sleep. Anyone says that? Or do you say, I don't know anything in deep sleep? Correct, no? Otherwise it will be unnecessary air splitting. It is not. Or maybe it is not. Correct? Three possible. It is not. It may be, it may not be. Three possibilities enough for it. As a general logical person. I'm giving an example. Then you split it up further. It is, or maybe it is, because oh, maybe it is, say again. Huh? Then it is, or maybe it is not. Maybe it is not, maybe it is. Maybe it is not, maybe it is not. Make sense? Three, it can be reduced to three possibilities. It is not, maybe. Seven not necessary. Seven is hair splitting. Three bus ho gaya, Syadvada. The Syadvada can be reduced to three fundamental forces. This is it. Unless you are saying there are greater chances of it being there than greater chances of it not being there. So like then you can make it 100, now from 0 to 100%. Then you split it into what? 100? Possibility? No. Okay. Tarhi sarvatra avivachara kutastha nityatvam siddham svada eva na pramana peksham. Therefore he says, tarhi sarvatra avivacharat. Because it has no contradiction. I know that I know, I know that I don't know. All your experiences are included. Waking, dream, deep sleep. All of it will come as what? I know that I know. Or I know that I don't know. Bas, that's it. Which experience you want to put into it? Coma, I know that I did not know. Samadhi, I know that I did not know mostly, or I know that I know. Correct? Which other experience is there? Because all experience will come as I know or as I don't know. Or I know it vaguely, clearly. That's all variations of the same. I know, I don't know. I went through that experience, but I didn't understand it fully. Vague understanding. I went through it, I didn't get anything out of it. I don't know. That's all the possibility, no? What else is this? Between I know and I don't know, you can have some variations. 0 to 100. Waking dream, deep sleep covered. Any other experience covered. Somebody had a near-death experience. I went out of the body and saw the body. You knew, no? I know, it comes under I know. I was unconscious, I did not know anything. I thought I had died. Yeah, sometimes even I feel like that. Once. I went to sleep. Dumb. Then somebody called me and tapped my shoulder and woke me. And I saw that person's face, I thought I was in heaven.
Who did you see?
I know I was deluded. I was deluded. There is a new line in our time, okay? Now it's an old line. Either I know or I don't know, everything will come under that, okay? And Sota Eva exists. This is self-evident, you know? Waking dream, deep sleep is your experience. We are not talking about anything else coming into the picture. Your experience, self-evident. Na pramana apeksham. On what pramana do you depend to know? I know or I don't know? Inference? What's that? Nothing. Can you see that? It's not pramana apeksha. Up to here, the fact that you are aware of it is self-evident to you. Vedanta need not come and tell you this. The necessity is because people don't analyze experiences enough. Or they analyze and conclude wrongly. That can also happen. You can analyze something and conclude wrongly. Puja Swami used to have a joke for this. If you go to our villages, the doors are small, you know, like big doors like this. They are low. Maybe a big building. The house will be a big, a mansion. The entrance, small, you know, bend and get it. The idea is when you enter someone's house, you enter with a sense of humility. You're stepping into someone else's space. That humility. The Japanese culture is very high, you know, that humility when you enter someone else's space. So this American student was someone, 6 feet 4 inches, which is tall even by American standards, 6'4". We'll come under the tall category. So he was warned, careful. No, the stage he used to walking through. No? Yeah. Careful, the door is low. So 5 feet below he bent and walked and stood up exactly at the door. This is called thinking elaborately, concluding wrongly. People do that. Like the student is me. In sleep I don't know anything. Therefore, I'm not conscious. Huh? How is that? You knew you did not know anything. Have you seen that? No, you did not know anything. Swamiji, not clear for me. Chintaniyam eva. She thinks some more. She thinks some more. Okay. प्रमाणापेक्षम स्वतसिद्धस्य हि प्रमातुः अन्यस्य प्रमेयस्य परिचितिं प्रति प्रमाणापेक्षा. This now is clarifying it further. Svatasiddhasya pramatuh. Pramatuh, the knower, the wearer, self-established, self-evident. Okay, svatasiddhasya. And anyasya prameyasya, to know something other than himself. Pouch with something in it. Pouch. Hey, Mana, I know. Are you sure? You are only using Upamana. All of it was given on each and it's all hand Mana. You don't, then that means you don't know me. Lord knows it. No, you can be like that. But Swamini is like that. If she comes and gives a mala here, it should be mala. Presumption. Yeah, is it true? Yeah, okay. Therefore, to know something like this, I need a means of knowledge. Here the mind comes into play. Whenever the means of knowledge is used, from perception to shabdana, mind comes into play. Even in intuition, etc., also mind comes to play, but intuition is not pramana. Intuition exists, but not pramana. परिचितं प्रति प्रमाणापेक्षा या तु अन्या नित्यपरिचितिः अपेक्षते अन्यस्य अपरिचित्यरूपस्य परिच्छेदाय सा हि नित्येव कूटस्थ स्वयं ज्योतिस्वभावः. या तो अन्यः नित्य परिचित्ति अन्यः मैसर नित्य परिचित्ति ऑफ द दिस थिंग ऑफ ऑलवेज बीइंग अवेयरनेस इज सेज न अपेक्षते अन्यस्य इट डज नॉट डिपेंड ऑन समथिंग एल्स व्हिच इज इनसेंशिएंट टू नो इटसेल्फ नित्यस्य. ओके, लुक एट इट. ए कॉन्शियस बीइंग विल यूज अ मींस ऑफ नॉलेज टू नो an inert object or another entity. Okay? A conscious being. Through the mind we'll use a pramana to know something else. And that knowledge is always illumined by me. Okay? Sa nityeva kutasaha swayam jyoti svabhava. That I awareness that is illumining everything has to be therefore always kutastaha, changeless, nityaha, timeless, swayam jyoti, self-evident. Translation will be self-effulgent. And then some people read that self-effulgent and say, in meditation you should see white light, blue light, etc., etc. There is white light meditation, blue light meditation, etc. Why white and blue? How many other lights are there? Kavita, how many other lights are there? Green, red, yellow, spleen, kidneys, some both meditation. Why only white and blue light? Healing sounds, healing lights. Both kuch hai. White metallic light, only white light. Yeah, that way there are a lot of meditations. But Swayam Jyoti doesn't mean all these lights, okay? Swayam Jyoti means self-evident. I know I am without the necessity of a proof, of a pramana. Proof here, what is translated as proof, proof, proof is actually pramana, means of knowledge. I awareness self-evident. Okay, Kutastha Nitya Chaitanyam Swayam Jyoti. Atmani Pramanatve Pramatrutveva Na Tam Prati Pramana Apeksha Tat Svabhava. For that, for I to use a pramana, or me being an awareer, there is no pramana apeksha. With respect to myself, there is no need for another pramana. Why? Tat svabhavat. And the nature of awareness, a light doesn't require another light. Winter in Delhi, sun has a sun risen, let me take a torch and find out. Not necessary. Not necessary. Yatha prakashanam ushnatvam va lodakadishu lodakadishu parata apekshate agni adityadibhyah atat svabhava svabhavat na agni adi sorry agni adityadinam tad apekshan sarvadha tad svabhavatva. Same loha udakadi, loha iron and water, okay, requires the sun or the fire to light it up, to heat it up also. Ushnatva also is iron, not necessarily is iron. To light it up or heat it up. But the fire and the sun does not require anything to light it up or heat it up. Why? Svabhava. Svabhava is fire is to heat and light. Svabhava of the sun is also the same. But svabhava of iron and water is not that. Atat svabhava. Not that svabhava. Therefore, you depend on something else. I am awareness does not depend upon any pramana to know I am. Other things are inert. Therefore, I require a pramana to know them. They come to know or come to know through a pramana. I am not. I am self-evident. Okay, very clear. I hope. Now another argument. Okay. See, it's not really separate argument. We are just showing nuances. All these arguments are to make nuances clear. Okay. Anityatve evam pramasyam. Anityatve iti chet. But all knowledge is anityam. Is any knowledge nitya? Look at it. The problem is that knowledge word awareness, the direct indirect meaning of the word awareness. Okay. The problem is coming in that. But awareness of anything is limited. So if awareness, I should also be limited. Okay. अवगतेहे नित्यत्व अनित्यत्वयोः विशेष अनुपपत्तेः नहि अवगतेहे प्रमात्वे अनित्या अवगतिः प्रमाण नित्या इति Shanti. He says, now this teacher is answering slightly. Your awareness will always remain awareness. There is no finite awareness and infinite awareness. So the awareness is one. Awareness is always one. Okay, awareness is always one. Navi avagatehe pramatve nitya anitya avagati pramana nitya iti vishesha avagati. Okay? Look at why he is saying this. I awareness manifests in the mind. That's what you will call knowledge. Therefore, the nityatvam and anityatvam of that awareness depends upon what? The mind. What do you call knowledge is what? Awareness manifesting in the mind and relating to or objectifying a finite thing. Therefore, finitude belongs to the mind, finitude belongs to the object. Your awareness is what? Always infinite. Correct? So, really speaking, there is nothing like knowledge separate from awareness. Hey, I said that, did you not hear it? No, I did not hear it. That means I am not knowledge, huh? Can you say that? No, you did not hear it. Problem with your ears, problem with the mind. Not with you. Not with you, no? Awareness is awareness all the time. Awareness manifests in the mind, becomes knowledge, no? The mind is finite, object is finite, knowledge is finite. Yeah? The manifestation is finite. Awareness always awareness. So nityam, anityam, etc. is with use to the object, with use to your mind. Not with respect to yourself. Awareness always awareness. Are you getting this? This is very clear on that. What is nityam and anityam is with respect to what? An object of awareness, not awareness itself. That is clarifying here. It is clarifying it further. Nityayam pramatuhum apeksha bhavah anityayam tum yatnantara यत्नांतरित्वत्वा अवगति ही अपेक्षते इति विशेषः स्यात् इति चेत् नित्यायां प्रमातुः अपेक्षाभावः. There is nitya aware. There is no dependence on pramata to know I. No dependence on pramana to know I. Apekshabhava. But anityayam tu yatnantarita. Yatra antaritattva. But when I want to know this, etc., my mind, etc., has put some effort to know it. Really? Of using perception, etc., that much only. Iti avagatihi. Then I gain knowledge of this object. Therefore, apekshate. For getting knowledge of this, pramanam apekshate. Iti vishesha syad. Therefore, there is a difference, no, between knowledge and awareness. Correct again? For I, awareness, there is no need of a pramana. But for this, there is need of a pramana. Therefore, difference hai. Mere billi, mere se mi yogi.
Here, knowledge is knowledge.
The word knowledge is used for awareness and this. Yeah, iske liye, because that's how it is used in Sanskrit. That's why it is being used. That's why I am using the different word. Siddha tarhi, atmanaha pramatuhum स्वतसिद्धिः प्रमाणनिरपेक्षत्वया इति सिद्धा तर्हि देन् मै जाब् इस् डन् इट् इस् एस्टाब्लिश्ड् वाट् प्रमातुः आत्मनः स्वतसिद्धिः बिकास् वाट् इस् द स्टुडेण्ट् डन् रिपीटेड् वाट् द टीचर् हेस् सेड् बेक् टु हिम् Finally understood. Yeah, that what? Pramatuhu svata siddhaha. Pramana nirapakshyataya eviti. Why? It doesn't depend upon a pramana to know. Correct? I know, you're looking at logical argument. You're leading the opponent lawyer to come back to you. Yeah, exactly. That's the time you... This is the joking. But I'm arguing.
This is helping in my profession.
Yeah. Then you should learn Tarka from it. Really help you. You know, all the old lawyers, pre-independent day lawyers, they all would study Tarka Sangha. Be precise and logical. Yes. But there is classical Aristotelian logic. Vedanta is neurophysiology. Neurophysiology. That is the logic of quantum physics. Neurophysiology. Not classical. This is either this or this. It uses that. Either this or this, and then ends up to a conclusion which is neither. It's like enjoying a joke. You go logically, and then the whole thing turns up, flips over. And you laugh. It flips over and you say, that is it. Siddhantarhi, that you are. Nitya Chaitanya. It doesn't depend upon any pramana. You don't depend upon any pramana, etc. Self-evident, always there. Because if you depend on a pramana, it will be sometimes known, sometimes not known. If I depend on a pramana, it will be known, not known. It has to be brought into my mind, it can go away from my mind. That means I can know it, I can not know it. I'm always there, nowhere am I unknown. So I'm always there, no? Even in deep sleep, mind has gone to sleep and I'm there. Objectifying the sleeping mind, objectifying the dreaming mind, objectifying the waking mind right now. Then are you not the witness? I don't know. But I have to meditate so that I have witnessing consciousness. So always there. You're always there, when are you not there?
Swamiji, after knowing the Atma, Atma meditation karne jarur nahi hai.
Nahi hai. What meditation are you going to know? You know, because I forget it. Huh? This has to be brought into my mind. Therefore, what has to be brought into my mind, I have to remember it. Because it can go out of mind. Never I can forget. I can leave it behind and walk away. Bulgya. Atma cannot go out of mind at any time. It's always there, I, na? Can you forget it? You can forget it, I. You forget yourself. I am not there. You can forget you are married. Oh, bhuta. Because that has to come into mind, it has to go out of the mind. Right. You are not always married, no? There is a time when you are not married. Hopefully, at last enough. So I don't have to say there was a time I was married. Unless you wanted. So that can be, it comes into my mind, goes out of mind. Therefore, forgetting can happen. But I am always there. Who's forgetting I? What? I? But I'm there. Can you see? Therefore, this self-evident self, we have known clearly. What meditation are you doing? When I studied under a great Mahatma here, years ago, late 70s, early 80s, it's called Harihara Tirtha. Known everyone as Tirthaji. All of Rishikesh would respect. Hey, Rishikesh, they are all sadhus. You are a sadhu, I am a sadhu. Kya farak pada? Achha, Mahamandleshwar hai, Om Namo Namaha. Itna hai, usse zyada kuch nahi. That's it. And Tirthaji was not a Mahamandleshwar or anything like that. Common sadhu. But even Mandleshwars, Mahamandleshwars, Pitadhipatis, you know, our heading monasteries would come and salute. And that much is that was the standard. So in one of the class, satsangs, one lady asked me, Maharaji, how many hours do you meditate? Betty, why are you putting this disturbance called meditation into my mind? Why are you putting this disturbance called meditation into my mind? And he smiled. And that smile, the whole, the universe was there in that smile. That's it. What are you meditating upon? On me? Yeah? Why? I have to know myself. But you are. You can meditate on the sun and the moon. Yours? For what? I want to be the witness. Swamiji, you also do it. You're going to do this in the next in few by what? 10 o'clock? Yes. Why? Because of my conditioned reflex. I condition myself to be away from myself. Imagine this. Can there be a greater tragedy? Can there be a greater tragedy than this? Kabira. Hai insaan ki barbakti. Hai andaaz ke bahar. Khud khuda hokar banda nazar aata. The lot of the insan, of the human being, what a bad lot it is beyond imagination. Right? He is nothing but this infinite being, the Lord. And what does he say? I'm your banda, I'm your devotee. Hey Malik, tere bande poham, maane ke tere das niyam. I am your slave, I will obey your 10 commandments. And the Lord is saying, oh my God, inko abhi Vedanta sikha. Which teacher will I send down? Even Brahmavid is not enough. There has to be a Dayananda, full of compassion. Mere jaisa nahi hota in those. Full of compassion. Yeah. So even he had to confront sometimes. And sometimes he needed someone like me to confront. That story I'll tell you after. Somebody like me to confront. समरी देखियो कभी कभी भगवान को भी भक्तों की जरूरत पड़े. ऐसा गाना है ना, जाना था गंगा पार प्रभु को केवट के नाव पड़े. लॉर्ड रामा, यू वांट टू क्रॉस द हिल, यू हैड टू डिपेंड ऑन द बोटमैन, लॉर्ड ऑफ द थ्री वर्ल्ड बोट. ऐसे देयर वाज अ कैरेक्टर इन द आश्रम. Nice guy. But he is a guy who bottle up everything within himself. Not open and talk. Bottle up everything. And there is another guy, a Brazilian. Very committed to himself. Nice guy. Hot-headed. The ashram is full of evolutionary samples, okay? Like this class here. No difference. Swami Chinmayanandji's word, okay? And this Brazilian guy would like to come and sit right, stand right in the front for the arati. You know, we would, in class over, there will be some seva work, then he will go and have a bath, everything. And then he will be right in front for the arati. Chant, everything. Very devoted, committed. One day, rare exception, should have rained there. He was late. So quietly came from the back, slipped in, and went and stood in the front. Ramaya was already, this other guy, other Andhra guy was still standing there, the quiet guy. Standing. He didn't mind. You mind? The arati is going on, someone comes and stands. You are okay with it, chalo, you are just here. There is a third guy. Who was the Dharma Bhav? You know what is the Dharma Bhav? You don't know what the Dharma Bhav is. This guy goes from ashram to ashram to ashram to ashram to ashram to ashram. Doesn't get anything, but he spends his time in ashram. In India, we have people like that. Indians are like that sometimes. No job, nothing to do. How do I live my life? Ashram and khana peena to do that. This guy was like that. He was staying in the ashram for some time. And he would love to play politics, simplify it. So he told this, the second guy who was standing in front. Look at this. This guy has come from Brazil. No respect for you. He came between you and the Lord. Blocked your vision. What do they think of themselves? This was not the second guy's thinking. Second guy was, yeah, Atithi Devo. Okay, this is India. Someone comes, you welcome the guy. Of course, now because of rules, etc., we have to check your passport, with that, etc., visa. Otherwise, the government, police will catch us. But otherwise, welcome, come. But this, because of these characters, there is entertainment in the ashram, okay? No TV, no music, nothing gathering. So this guy kept thinking about it in the night. Working it up, building it up. Anger is like that, it's always built up. Came to me, how dare he? And in the morning, okay, when they are leaving the rooms and coming for breakfast, this guy goes and slaps a Brazilian. No words, nothing, one whack. That guy got so wild. He went into his room, took out a knife.
Oh my God.
Seeing that, this Indian is running. And this guy is chasing with a knife. That's where I come into the picture. I had known what has happened, but I kept quiet. I think adults here, where am I going to be involved in? The guy should have the sense to know that this guy is just playing politics. No, he should have the sense. He is an ashram, what am I going to say all these things? But when the guy was chasing with the knife, I said, now time to get involved. Caught him, disarmed him, took the knife away. Bhaktun ki zarurat bade, kya kare? All these things happen in ashram, so don't be surprised at anything that happens in an ashram. Why? Where are the students coming from the ashram? From the society. So, the ashram becomes a mini world. Okay? In the world outside, the idiot, you rascal, loser, you go, you watch some TV, you're okay. The ashram, there is no escape. You have to confront your mind, your thinking. Like, 1 week here, what escape you are having? I have to go to Ardwar. I have to go to Ranjula. Escape. Okay, no problem. Small things. But there is no major escape. Can you see what's happening in your mind? What will happen? Are you doing for him? You need to confront, you need to be compassionate. Okay? You don't, you are habituated to moving away from what you are. Your identification with your roles onwards. Forget mind and body, it has gone further to the roles. You are so caught up in that. You are so caught up in those things. It is fine to prefer something over something else. That's okay. But your identity that comes from those. I like to play this role. You like to play Sadhu's role, I like to play Mama's role. Okay, it's a role. No problems. But I am Mama. That identification is so strong. You are not Mama. You are witnessing your mamafying, your mothering. Correct, no? Mother is the role you are playing. I am witness of that. Doesn't happen. Why? Because you are caught up in the mother so much. The worries, anxieties, this, that. And mother's role is a difficult role. Not an easy role. Ask your child. He or she will tell you how difficult your role is. Why? Because the child role is to make your role difficult. So that you will grow. Think of it like that, it will be fine. So you're so caught up in that. You have moved away without being able to really move away when you're thinking away from the reality of what you are. Therefore, all these things has to come back to what you are, which is self-evident. I am the witness of everything. I am the one who is aware of everything. It's so implicit in everything I say or do. When you say, I am Mama, what is it? You are aware of the fact you are Mama. No? You are witnessing it. You are not Mama. Finished. Right there. Right there. But Mama is me, no?
Don't drop that.
Don't drop. Can be Mama, it can be anything. It can come with these robes also. I'm criticizing only society at all. I'm sannyasi. 101 do's and don'ts. Huh? Sannyasi is about freedom. What 101 do's and don'ts? What are you talking about? Yeah, samanya dharma, that's fine. Certain role clarification, okay, fine. But more than that, I'm a Maharaj. Don't you know I'm such a great Acharya? That even after years in Bombay, there are Mahatmas here who sat in my class. So they also treat me with respect. So I'm a great Acharya here. Hey, Acharya, you're sitting on the Vyasa Peta. Otherwise, ordinary human being. Or, you know the truth, big deal. Everyone knows I am. Don't get in this nonsense, we can get caught up there also. Any role. You are free from all roles, including the one of sannyasa. To be a sannyasi is not your target. To know yourself is a target. Jnananda sannyasa. Knowledge is a sign. Yeah, knowledge should be the hallmark of a sannyasi also. Anything else is not. Jnananda. Remain rooted in that knowledge. That's it. Okay. It is not complete by any means. Okay. Ha. Achha. So, Atmaha is aware of Siddham, no? I am the aware of Siddham. the one who is aware of everything, not dependent on a means of knowledge. Therefore, Nitya, etc. Correct?